China. Foreign Affairs. China's view of Bangladesh. The government is quiet, others not.
Just last month, Sheikh Hasina travelled to Beijing, where she met China's leader Xi Jinping. According to some reports, the erstwhile leader of Bangladesh cut her trip short, miffed at receiving less financial support for her country than expected. But if any foreign power deserves blame for the uprising that forced Sheikh Hasina to flee Bangladesh on August 5th, it is America, suggest Chinese state media. The Global Times, a nationalist tabloid, cites experts speculating about Western involvement in the chaos. The Chinese government has said very little about what is happening in Bangladesh. It hopes that social stability will be restored soon. But in state media and around the web, there are hints of official thinking, with the situation sometimes referred to as a colour revolution. That is a term that Mr. Xi uses. China and its mostly autocratic friends must prevent foreign powers, meaning America, from fomenting such revolutions, he said in 2022 at a meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Even as Sheikh Hasina tried to balance her country's foreign relations, China stood out as its biggest trade partner, a major foreign investor, and an important supplier of weapons. In the eyes of some Chinese officials, Bangladesh stood out too. They saw it as something of an example for other countries in the global south. Commentary in Chinese state media lauded Sheikh Hasina for prioritizing political stability and economic growth, i.e. following China's development model, and for not being afraid of America and the other countries that criticized her oppression. As Bangladesh becomes a geopolitical battleground, China will undoubtedly get more involved. That may be why Chinese officials have not criticized the uprising or questioned the legitimacy of the interim government. But the situation cannot sit well with them. The longtime leader of an Asian country, the child of the country's founding father, has been pushed out by protesters after losing the support of the army. It's the stuff of nightmares for Mr. Xi.